All right, good morning, golfers. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia on this Saturday, April 20th, 2013. Pleased to be joined by Golf Week Amateur Tour Metro New York Director Tom Steinman. Tom, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you? I'm doing great. Thanks.
Little wet, little weary out there, but we're on for, we'll have a great show. We're going to be talking a little bit about the Golf Week Amateur Tour, and we're also going to have on the air is the co-owner of South Shore Golf, Richard Hoffer, talking about his experience at the PGA show and a special event he has going on today. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. All right, we're back. Thank you for listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. And pleased to be joined by the co-owner of South Shore Golf, Richard Hoffer. Richard, how are you?
Very good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing fantastic.
Good morning, Rich.
So you recently went to the PGA show, and it was quite an experience. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it? What did you learn, and you know, where'd you go? It's kind of a lot. It's kind of a feast for the senses, isn't it, when you go to a place like that?
It's a real cool experience. The PGA, they hold an annual down in Orlando. They have a demo day and a PGA merchandise show all in 1 week. This year we actually went to the Orange County golf course. It's a huge 400-yard like circular range. I mean, just hundreds and hundreds of vendors will set up. You'll get to experience pretty much everything that's going to be coming out in the 2013 season. From gimmicks all the way up to, you know, the highest-end clubs. So, you know, what we get to do down there is hopefully, you know, get a sneak peek on what's coming up so we can bring that back to, you know, for us, our store, or even the golf courses to bring back to members and stuff like that. And you learn a lot. You get to pick the tech reps' brains and find out and actually hit equipment while we're down there. So it's a real great experience. You know, well, while we were down there, I actually got to hit balls next to Blair O'Neill from the Big Break.
Sure, sure.
Piano, and we got to watch Ken Griffey hit like 350-yard drives. So it's a really good experience to learn all about the up-and-coming golf equipment and technology. It doesn't stop at clubs. It goes so deep. It's almost overwhelming going down there. But we try and bring that back here up with our little, you know, Mega Demo Day, which is actually a miniature version kind of that to bring to the people of Long Island so they can experience what's coming out for 2013.
Well, I mean, hitting balls next to Blair O'Neill, you must have been over by the Cobra sections. Isn't she a Cobra girl?
She's all Cobra, yeah.
Uh-huh. So that alone must have been, you could have gone home right after that, no?
It was a lot of fun. I mean, to watch somebody hit a ball like that and hit right next to him, you know, I was comparing how long she hits her 8-iron to mine, so.
Right.
She's right up there with me.
Did any particular pieces of equipment stand out to you?
There were definitely a lot of cool innovations. The Nike Covert is probably one of the most interesting clubs coming out with the cavity back driver. That was catching a lot of buzz. Even like old school guys like my dad, he would never play Nike.
Right.
He actually fell victim to it, and you know, he bought one for himself. So,
wow.
It's got a lot of positive feedback down there.
What was the design? What was the design of that? Where they just sort of cut out, was it the sides of it? Is it directly behind the back of it?
They actually cut out, you'll see, like, it's cut out in the back.
Uh-huh.
Basically, it allows them to move the weights around.
Mm-hmm.
So they're able to disperse weight and actually, with their next core face technology, gain ball speed.
Right.
So the launch patterns are really, really solid. Plus, the adjustability factor of this, you can adjust it a multitude of ways to really dial in to what each player needs. You can buy one head, and you can go from an 8.5 to a 12.5 degree loft.
Right.
So you can now the demo day, we can interchange shafts and really figure out what this person would need. But it was a very, very straight driver,
mm-hmm.
and the ball speeds are definitely up there, you know, with a lot of the other big boys.
Now, you bring up a good point, and you're talking about your dad, and there's certainly, talk about this all the time, there's a difference between marketing and what, you know, and the actual technology.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, you spoke of your dad, do you think that there's going to be, it'll be some kind of design like that is going to be accepted by the public?
In all honesty, it's definitely tough to break through. I don't know if you guys, you remember the square drivers that had come out?
Yeah, the Sasquatch or whatever that was?
Exactly, yeah. The Callaway did it, Nike did it. They tried, certain things like that, which they were very, very straight drivers. But in the end, they weren't long enough. So of course, they kind of died off. So they have to find a mix of the right thing because inevitably most people are looking for distance.
Sure.
Basically, I don't know, they're trying to find a combination of a sexy look to it, marketability, and it's got to perform. I mean, once you get somebody to hit it, it does have to perform because the numbers can be seen almost in any place out there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really argue with it. It's, put it in your hand, hit it. If it works, it works. Now you have to like the look of it, sound of it, and, of course, the price of it.
Sure, absolutely. What else? So you had the cavity back driver and by Nike, and what else? Anything else that you thought was number two in your eyes?
Another cool product is definitely the Rocket Blades Iron with that slot technology. They were able to now kind of turn down their loss a little bit, so the clubs play longer, actually a lot longer, probably about a good 10-15 yards in some cases. But they weren't able, they were able to keep the launch patterns intact. So you're essentially hitting a 7-iron, which kind of plays like a 6-iron, but you're still launching it just as high and playability. So the guy who's really, struggling is always saying, I just wish I can get that one club back. They can actually do that with this Rocket Blades Iron. We've actually sold quite a few of those, and the response has been really, really good.
What's been the connection? Has it been the stuff that you find is buzzing at the store, do you find that it's pretty consistent to what's buzzing at your store? At the demo day to the store? Does it translate?
For the most part, yes. Because when we go down to the show, we actually pay attention, pretty heavily to, their displays that they set up and how many people kind of gravitate towards those areas.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of big ones were definitely, the Nike was definitely very popular. Cobra was another one that was being visited pretty heavily. And, adversely, like TaylorMade last year was immensely populated, where this year it wasn't as much. So you kind of look at it, and we're actually seeing kind of that similar trend in sales so far for this year.
Right.
Even though this year really hasn't really kicked into full gear yet. We're still waiting for Mother Nature to let everybody get out there and play.
Right, sure.
Hey, Rich, Tom Steinman here. Can you tell us some more about your demo day today down at Timber Point?
Yeah, basically the demo day we set up, we have 7 vendors down there. It's going to be between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. It's at the Timber Point Golf Course on the driving range. We're bringing in Callaway, Cobra, TaylorMade, Ping, Hylas, Nike, Mizuno. I think there's 7 vendors that we have. They're all going to set up along the range. We bring the people in. They're going to demo clubs. We're going to have raffles going on for a GPS unit. We have custom fittings going on that day. We're also going to have discounts available for purchases, for today. So, fortunately, it looks like the weather cleared out. We're going to get this in. So, I think, we got a lot of phone calls the past couple days. People are excited to get out and try this new stuff.
Are you going to do some trade-ins as well for people who want to bring in their old clubs?
Yes, trade-ins we are going to do. We accept the older clubs. I'll be on site with an iPad to kind of look up the value to take off, if they decide to purchase that day.
Sure. Talk about what the benefit of going to a demo day is for the amateur golfer.
The benefit of the demo day is you're going to a day where you're hitting pretty much everything that you're interested in one day, and you're going there with the same golf swing for the day.
Yep.
Because I get too many times somebody will come in, one day they'll be swinging terrible, but then they come in the next day they're swinging good, so it's hard to get a good assessment of what they really, really like or prefer.
Right.
Having it all in one day makes the choice, it's pretty easy to make a decision on if you're, interested in buying equipment for the season to pick, for the season going into 2013.
Sure, absolutely. And I think that's can't be, stated enough. The idea that, and we're talking about marketing again, it's easy, the job of the marketer is to obviously sell you something that you may or may not need in the case of whatever mass marketing. But when you go for new equipment, what you think you see or that you might like or you think you might need, when you get to a demo day, Now, you know, you're going there because you know you're going to make a purchase. You want to get it. Can be something totally different than you expected when you went down there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, performance can certainly outweigh marketing.
Sure.
And that's where just getting everybody down here to see everybody's product, they get to hit everything. It's not just marketing. You know, you see, you know, TaylorMade on TV all the time where I got to have that, where another club, it may perform a lot better for you.
Sure.
So you're going to enjoy it. And the one thing I tell everybody or try and tell everybody is pay attention to what you hit. Either take something to write it down with, take a picture on your phone, text it in your phone, do whatever you can to keep the information of what you liked and what you got fitted for at a demo day, because I hear too often after the demo day, ooh, I don't know what I was hitting as far as a shaft or, you know, whatever it is. So
Right. That
kind of negates the process and you got to start all over again.
Sure. And the importance of going down there and trying all this equipment, given the fact that technology has brought the major companies to so much closer together, the one thing I think that's going to separate them for the amateur golfer or for anybody really is how those clubs feel and the response you get from those clubs.
I would say look and feel is going to be, you know, two of the biggest things. It's almost we compare it to, you know, going for a car. You're gonna find a car that looks good to you. Then you're gonna sit in it. Does it feel right to you? Does it have everything you're looking for? And you got to take it for a test drive, you know, and see if you like it. So it's very similar, you know, with clubs. They're always going to have a new model every year, sometimes bigger and better, sometimes not. But you know, they're always going to have it, just like with cars. So it's always nice to find something that you like and enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it looks like you said, looks like the weather is going to clear. Not so much now, but we got plenty of time for that to get out of there. I looked at the weather report. The rain has already stopped, and it will warm up somewhere between 10 and 3. You're going to find the weather will be great, and it should be another great event. And just to your point, you know, about taking notes and writing down, definitely speak to, for those of you going down, you want to chat with the technicians there. I was there when I was there last year. The technicians that are there working with you are excellent, aren't they?
They're absolutely great. I mean, they know the insides and outsides of their product. They're very product specific. You know, they work for the company, so
sure.
they know everything inside and out. Whereas, you know, sometimes if I'm down there and I'm working, I'm trying to make sales and stuff like that, I can't get as in detailed with everything that's out there.
Sure.
So I encourage, you know, everybody to pick their brains, let them, you know, let them do their magic. These guys are great at what they do, and if you give them the time, they'll give you the results in finding something that's going to work for you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. I really appreciate you getting up early, and I'm sure you were probably up already because you got a busy day, a long day ahead of you. And look forward to seeing you down at Timber Point Golf Club, and that's in Great River here on the island. And I look forward to it very much.
Anthony, always a pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
You got it. Thanks.
Tom, take care.
Thank you. Have a good day. We'll see you later.
Take care, guys.
All right. Take care. All right. That was Rich Hoffer, the co-owner of South Shore Golf, talking about his experience at the PGA Show and, of course, the mega demo day he's having today at Timber Point Golf Course in Great River. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me this morning. Nice to have in-studio Golf Amateur Tour Metro New York director Tom Steinman. It's great stuff with Rich, isn't it, demo days?
Yes. Great way to experience the new products, not only see them in commercials, but get to swing them and see which one's just right for you. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. You definitely want to be there, touch it, feel how it feels on the in action, other than just going, or, you know, let's see, hear a lot of these guys talking about things that they buy online or something like that. There's nothing like, you know, we don't operate on the tour, you know, we don't have that kind of access, and that's really, and the demo day is really the one day, if you go to a, you know, a proper fitting store or an event like a demo day, it's the one day where you are a PGA Tour pro, where you're now going to have a sort of the access to all different kinds of equipment.
Right, just so you get to see what works for you.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. All right. tell us a little bit about, before we get to the amateur tour, I mean, we know you're the director of that, but I wanted to let people get to hear your story a little bit, how you got started in golf and how that this journey for you began.
Okay, so playing casual golf for about 35 plus years, and in the last 15 to 20 years, took the game a little more seriously. I'm competitive by nature, so I got involved in the competitive arena of amateur golf. And 3 years ago, I had the opportunity to get on board and have a have my own tour here in Metro New York.
Mm-hmm.
This is our third season. We do competitive tournaments on weekends to give amateur golf levels, amateur golfers of mm-hmm. all skill levels, the opportunity to play like the pros do.
Sure. Did you approach Golf Week? Did they come to you? How did it work?
I actually reached out to a gentleman by the name of Dennis McCormick, uh-huh. who founded this tour 19 years ago. It's had Golf Week is the new sponsor as of the last 3 years.
Okay.
And he didn't have a tour up here in the Northeast. It went as far as Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Reached out to him and said, I'd love to start a tour, extend your overall tour here in the Metro New York area.
Mm-hmm.
Conversations back and forth, and the rest is history. Here we are.
Sure, absolutely. And you talked a little bit about what the tour is about. I mean, like you said, it's for the amateur golfer.
Yes, for the amateur golfer, regardless of your skill level. We're a flighted tour, so there's five different flights based on your handicap index. You're only competing at each event within your own skill level against golfers that are within four strokes of your caliber. So a lot of people have the impression that you can't compete in an amateur in a tournament if you're not a scratch golfer. Well, that's far from the truth here, because you can be a 5 handicap to a 25 handicap, and there's a flight for you to compete in.
Sure. And you know, Michael Hebron talked about when he was inducted into the professional professional instructors Hall of Fame for the PGA. Yeah, he talked about how amateurs are the game. Yeah, you know, they are the game. I mean, we love to watch the pros, but the game is the amateur.
Right.
But when you break down the amateur ranks, you know, there's, you, if you will, a professional amateur, and then there are amateurs.
Right.
So the amateur means non-professional, but there's a professional group, if you will, within the amateur ranks. The people that are playing in, you know, that are competing in the USGA amateur and the public links, or you know, or Metropolitan Golf Association, Long Island Golf Association events, where they're, you know, you're talking about the best of the best,
right,
around. And although they can play in your tour, not all of us can play in that tour.
Correct.
So this is really a home for the rest of us, if you will.
Right. For let's say for the weekend golfer who has an opportunity, plays once a week, is competitive by nature, wants to hone his game, because competitive golf will make you a better golfer, because your focus level is higher than just going out and golfing with your buddies.
Sure.
So this gives the opportunity to hone those skills, actually get the feeling of that 3-foot putt on the 18th hole could mm-hmm. win you the trophy or lose you the trophy.
Sure.
As we watch on TV on the weekends with the big boys.
No, absolutely. I mean, Bobby Jones always said, you know, he has that famous quote, there's golf and there's tournament golf.
Oh, right.
And you can't, you know, you might have a couple of matches with your buddy, but this is the whole sort of experience. There's a leaderboard, you know, when you get back in, you see your name on there. It's an experience, if you will.
Sure.
And talk a little bit about that experience, the friendships you make and that kind of thing.
Sure. Well, you get the camaraderie and the personal rivalries within the flight. You know, at each tournament you earn points according to where you finish within your flight. And at the end of the season, there's a point there's a point winner who's awarded a trophy. So there's that competition within the competition to, you know, to say that I got you this week, you got me next week.
Sure.
And not only are you building friendships, you're building that rivalry and competitiveness within the competition. You
know? Yeah, no, absolutely. I know a couple of guys are getting ready to play, and I see them on, I follow them on Twitter or whatnot.
Right.
And, you know, they're always talking, they're always going back and forth about that exact thing.
Right.
So it's definitely an experience that you should have. I think every golfer should play, every amateur golfer, whether especially, like I said, the rest of us, should have that experience of playing in a tournament, seeing what it's like.
Right.
You know, we look at these guys on TV and we say, I can't believe, you know, I could have, you know, whatever. But there's no way.
Right.
You know, it's a whole different story when you're playing for something in a real tournament.
Sure. Right. Where every shot actually matters. And
yeah.
And that 3-foot putt all of a sudden looks like it's 10 feet now because
it
has that kind of.
And you don't have your buddy saying, ah, it's good.
Yeah.
Pick it up.
Gimmies don't count.
Yeah, exactly. What's the season look like for you this year? How many tournaments? Where are you playing? You don't have to give me the whole thing, but, you know, general.
We kick it off next Saturday down in Williamstown, New Jersey. It's a dual event between the Philly Metro Tour and the New York Metro Tour in Scotland Run. And we go right through to September. We have 13 tournaments, with one of them being a two-day major at Bethpage State Park in the first weekend in June, and kind of every other weekend. All our tournaments are on weekends, mostly Saturdays, some Sundays. And we tee off anywhere from 11 to 12 o'clock first tee. It's successive tee times as opposed to a shotgun or something like that. And you're paired up at the tournaments within the competition against you. So whatever flight you might fall into, the people you're riding with and playing with that day is directly your competitor. So you see what do you got against you right in front of you.
Sure. Can you move up a flight or move down a flight? Can that happen to you as the season progresses?
Absolutely. We monitor the handicaps after every tournament. If someone's index falls with outside the parameters, they're automatically moved up. In the opposite direction, move down, that would be kind of a decision. If you still feel like you'd rather play against the stiffer competition, you can stay there. But should your index fall, we automatically would move you to the lower flight because we try to keep the playing field as level as possible, make it competitive. It's our Sunday tournament golf at every tournament we have. And we want to keep the integrity of the tour and keep it competitive. So, you know, we monitor that pretty closely.
Absolutely. We're going to take a short break, and then when we come back, we'll continue with Tom Steinman, the Golf Amateur Tour Metro New York director, and we'll wrap things up as well. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. All right, we're back. Listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia, talking with Golf Week Amateur Tour Metro New York Director Tom Steinman, talking to us a little bit about this amateur tour here in the Long Island. Tom, what are some of the things that people are competing for here on the amateur tour here?
We give a prize trophy to every flight winner at every tournament, along with Visa gift cards. And the Visa gift card is denominations are based on the amount of players within the flight. The way it works is the players actually create the prize pool. So the more entries within each flight, the bigger the Visa gift card is. But regardless, there's a trophy awarded to the flight winner at every tournament.
What is sort of the response you've been getting from people that I talk to you? You know, some of the players, they certainly have enjoyed it, but what are they talking about? What's the buzz when they play in this tour?
The buzz is that it brings more focus to their game, you know, where like the weekend golfer is going out playing with his buddies and it kind of doesn't, you know, it works, it's a lot of fun, but this brings another element with the competitive side of it. You're now trying to hone your game and get that experience to make it better because it's a work in progress,
sure.
Constant, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. How many people are around playing in an event? Is it probably like 50, 60 guys?
Yeah, we got about 50 players, and the average is 10 to 12 per flight. Some of the flights have a little more, but generally speaking, about 12 players per flight and that you're competing against.
Sure.
We also then, as you're playing the season, you're accumulating points. We have and then you're invited to a national championship. This tour actually has 40 other cities. So, as a member of the Metro New York tour, you're invited to play. Should you be traveling or anything in any one of the other cities, and join one of their tournaments. And in October, it all culminates with a national championship, a 54-hole event down in Hilton Head. Last year, we had over 700 players, 120-plus in each flight, competing to the prize of the national championship of the Golf Week Amateur Tour.
And you have about a minute left, but you have a special event at the end of this year in the Long Island Tour with the Philadelphia Tour. Talk about that real quick.
Yes, we're doing a Ryder Cup 27-hole match. The top four point earners in each flight from the Metro New York Tour will compete against the top four point earners in Philly Metro to take home the Ryder Cup that we're looking forward to bring back to Metro New York here at the end of the season.
Absolutely. Well, I will. I know there's a minimum amount of events, so I will make sure that I am within that minimum amount of events because I'm looking to make the Ryder Cup for this tour. I look forward to it. I think it's going to be a fantastic season. It's really going to be, I think, a great year for the amateur tour and for On Par Radio. So
great.
Glad to be with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been awesome, and I look forward to seeing many of you out there come on tour. Just a quick mention is it's www.amateurgolftour.net. Select the Metro New York Tour for more information, or you feel free to give me a call at 516-360-7368 and talk more about amateur golf.
Absolutely. I think it'd be I'd be remiss if I didn't just take 10 seconds to at least honor the families from Boston before we sign off today, and to just a heartfelt thank you to the men and women of the law enforcement officers in Boston that helped out. We're going to just take 10 seconds to remember the victims. All right, folks, that does it for this week. Want to thank South Shore Golf co-owner Rich Hoffer and Golf Week Amateur Tour Metro New York director Tom Steinman for joining me this weekend. Folks, I hope you see you at the Mega Demo Day today, 10 to 3, at Timber Point Golf Course in Great River. That's it for today, but have a great weekend. Make sure you get out and play golf, and we'll see you next week. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.